You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Thursday afternoon. This is Illinois Public Media. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. Mike Tenora joins us to take up the weather forecast. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. It's been a beautiful several sets of days here, although we have some rainfall that comes into the Midwest and the Corn Belt and then periodically leaves. Farmers would like to get into the field sooner rather than later. Maturity is just about there. Will the combines, do you think, be able to run by the time we get over the next several days?
It looks like there'll be some great weather for harvesting through tomorrow. The real question regards how much rain there will be on Saturday and into Sunday. At this point, we are looking for scattered 1/3 to 2/3 inch amount across a large portion of the Corn Belt. But the key word there is scattered. We're now looking for widespread coverage of heavy rain this weekend. We just think it will knock a few people out of their fields for a day or two, but that will be about it. So overall, through the weekend, just a little bit of a slowing in corn and soybean harvesting. As we move into next week, though, it does turn a lot cooler for at least a couple of days, but it also turns a lot drier. We don't even see that much rain through the weekend, so if you add on a dry week next week, then all of a sudden you have a pretty good harvest outlook, even with temperatures being a little bit cool for the first half of next week. And the key there as well is that it only stays cool for the first portion of next week. Later next week, it looks like another fairly substantial warm-up will begin, similar to the one that's taking place now. And just because of that, we don't really have too many concerns for corn and soybean harvesting over the next 7 to 10 days. Probably the one thing to monitor would be what happens next weekend. So we're talking a full 7 to 10 days into the future. And in that case there, we do have another storm system that approaches as part of the warm-up that occurs later next week. That will be the next time to really watch out for a significant rain event. But the chance for that right now is low, and that's simply because the event is too far into the future, and there's too many things that can happen that we don't know about to really have a high confidence forecast for that period.
They're trying to sow wheat in the hard red winter wheat belt in the southern plains. Will they be delayed at all?
We think they will. If you look at U.S. winter wheat planting rates at the moment, 12% of the U.S. crop was planted as of Sunday. That's right around the 29-year average of 11%. So we're pretty much right on target with what we normally would see for this week in September. The one concern we have, though, regards what's happening in Oklahoma and Texas. We have an upper-level system that is currently off to the southwest, producing areas of flooding in parts of Arizona and New Mexico. And that is unusual for them to see flooding, even though this is technically their monsoon season. While the system that's producing that rain drifts to the east over the next several days and produces heavy rainfall across a big chunk of the southern plains. So we're looking for widespread 1 to 3 inch rains across the wheat areas of Oklahoma and Texas, which is very unusual. This is not an area that is accustomed to 1 to 3 inches of rain at any time of the year. So when you put that in their area in the end of September, all that means is that planting won't take place at a rapid clip. But keep in mind, rain makes grain. So you throw some water on the ground, you might delay planting for a little bit, but once you do get that crop planted, you'll be looking A-OK as you move into October.
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking the time with us today. We do appreciate it. Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. One other weather note, and it's related to the climate. The autumnal equinox is Monday evening at 9:29 Central Time, and fall will arrive. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.